which had once housed chickens, a horse or two, a cow, and several pigs, were covered with patches of moss as to their roof, and the sides had been free of paint for so long that they were blackish-gray as to color, and a little spongy. The picket fence in front, with its gate squeaky and askew, and the side fences of the stake-and-rider type were in an equally run-down condition. As a matter of fact, they had aged synchronously with the persons who lived here. Old Henry Reifschneider and his wife, Phoebe Ann. They had lived here, these two, ever since their marriage, 48 years before, and Henry had lived here before that from his childhood up. His father and mother, well along in years when he was a boy, had invited him to bring his wife here when he had first fallen in love and decided to marry, and he had done so. His father and mother were the companions of himself and his wife for 10 years after they were married, when both died. And then Henry and Phoebe were left with their 5 children growing lustily apace. But all sorts of things had happened since then. Of the 7 children, all told, that had been born to them, 3 had died. 1 girl had gone to Kansas. 1 boy had gone to Sioux Falls, never even to be heard of after. Another boy had gone to Washington, and the last girl lived 5 counties away in the same state, but was so burdened with cares of her own that she rarely gave them a thought. Time and a commonplace home life that had never been attractive had weaned them thoroughly, so that wherever they were, they gave little thought as to how it might be with their father and mother. Old Henry Reifschneider and his wife Phoebe were a loving couple. You perhaps knew how it is with simple natures that fasten themselves like lichens on the stones of circumstance and weather their days to a crumbling conclusion. The great world sounds widely, but it has no call for them. They have no soaring intellect. The orchard, the meadow, the cornfield, the pig pen, and the chicken lot measure the range of their human activities. When the wheat is headed, it is reaped and threshed. When the corn is browned and frosted, it is cut and shocked. When the timothy is in full head, it is cut, and the haycock erected. After that comes winter, with the hauling of grain to market, the sawing and splitting of wood, the simple chores of fire building, meal getting, occasional repairing and visiting. Beyond these and the changes of weather, the snows, the rains, and the fair days, there are no immediate significant things. All the rest of life is a far-off, clamorous phantasmagoria, flickering like northern lights in the night, and sounding as faintly as cowbells tinkling in the distance. Old Henry and his wife Phoebe were as fond of each other as it is possible for 2 old people to be who have nothing else in this life to be fond of. He was a thin old man, 70, when she died, a queer, crotchety person with coarse, gray-black hair and beard, quite straggly and unkempt. He looked at you out of dull, fishy, watery eyes that had deep brown crow's feet at the sides. His clothes, like the clothes of many farmers, were aged and angular and baggy, standing out at the pockets, not fitting about the neck, protuberant and worn at elbow and knee. Phoebe Ann was thin and shapeless, a very umbrella of a woman, clad in shabby black and with a black bonnet for her best wear. As time had passed and they had only themselves to look after, their movements had become slower and slower, their activities fewer and fewer. The annual keep of pigs had been reduced from 5 to 1 grunting porker, and the single horse which Henry now retained was a sleepy animal, not overnourished and not very clean. The chickens, of which formerly there was a large flock, had almost disappeared, owing to ferrets, foxes, and the lack of proper care, which produces disease. The former healthy garden was now a straggling memory of itself, and the vines and flower beds that formerly ornamented the windows and dooryard had now become choking thickets. A will had been made